Hey guys, hope you guys are doing good. Hope you guys are keeping safe, keeping healthy too. My name is Danny the Storyteller. I am a creative director slash content developer slash a very goofy person when you get to know me. Anyway, fam, I want to speak about life. I want us to chat, you know? So, what's your definition of life? How do you take life to be, or what's your personal definition of how life is? We all say life is good. I am struggling in my life. I am trying to make the best out of my life. But to you personally, how do you view life as? Well, I'll be doing most of the talking and you'll be doing most of the listening, but you get why. Right? Yeah, so don't forget to like, comment, you know, stories, share them, man, share them. Someone out there might be wanting just a little piece of advice so that they can know they're going through the right road, or they need to turn back or just take a corner. Let's take as a picture, let's picture success, fam. Success doesn't come easy, you know. Let me define it as a red line and a blue line. Well, for red, no, let me start with blue. Blue is quite a nice color, right? You can look at it, it makes you feel peaceful inside, calm, just a nice color to look at. Well, for people who want success through the blue line, I can term them as just normal people, like people who have taken up employment, getting a wage, minimum wage, salary, have a house they're renting, step by step. Well, these people are willing to take it step by step, waiting for promotion, maybe get another job, so that they can at least get there within a matter of 5 years, six, you know. But for these people with a red line, red is quite an intimidating red color. Wow, okay. So, red is intimidating. It's a color of blood. It's the color of rage. So these people actually do things not according to how they're supposed to be done. People go outside the comfort zone. People take risks. These are people who actually do things that are way beyond the capacity other people are able to go through. You know, these people actually have so much in store. These people go through losses, close to bankruptcy, depression, trauma, because the red line has a lot, so many zigzags, so many ups and downs and sways through the road. But in the end, this red line people actually get to a place where they may say they have financial freedom, not stability, financial freedom. Where have you ever imagined, by the way, where you just going to the supermarket? Just imagine this, by the way. Let me take you to the supermarket. You're there at the supermarket. You've taken this big trolley, eh? You see it? And you're just walking around and just putting things inside the trolley, not looking at the price tag. And then going to the cashier and the prices. Ooh, other people are looking at it and they're like, that's way too much for shopping. But you're like, I can actually do this because I am happy at the place I am. You know, life has taken you to a place where you feel you are comfortable, a place where you feel you can be able to at least do it and help others, show gratitude, and just be free. We're not yet out of the supermarket, so you pay with cash or a card and you are okay with it. So those are the red line people. The blue line, just I feel like at some point you will have to start somewhere, maybe employment. But then after that, do you want to spend the rest of your life being employed? Do you want someone else to determine how much money you will get paid so that you can come back to them at the end of the month knowing that you still get the same money? Start a side hustle, you know, spare your time for something that you love. You never know, it might be the outcome of something. Everyone has their door. You just have to sit down, look closer. Maybe your door just needs a little bit of greasing so that it can open smoothly and you can occupy this space. Put your stuff in there, you know? Put your love, put your couch, you know, put your beautiful house, put your beautiful car, your beautiful girlfriend or boyfriend, wifey, husband, whatever they call them. You know, travel. If you want to help people. There's so many people out there who actually need their help, not wanting it, but they need it. Friendships. In life we all have friendships. Necessarily some of them may be toxic, some of them may be quite fruitful. I feel like we should surround ourselves with people who are actually dreaming bigger than us, so that we can actually be challenged, want to be part of the conversation. You hear them talking about something, you're like, ah, oh, man, I really do not even understand what they're saying. Or you understand, but you have nothing to add on to the topic. You feel left out, right? You do. But take up the challenge. Don't take it as a threat. Take it as a challenge. When you look at the mirror, what do you see? Exactly. You see yourself. Thank you. And that's your competition. When you look at yourself, what do you see? When you dress up, do you want to improve? Do you want to be like, I need new shoes, I need a new shirt, I need a new blouse, a vest, I need a new dress? Do you feel that way? And what do you do about it? Do you just close the mirror and start loathing yourself and saying, I actually cannot do it? Or are you actually the person who sits down and starts brainstorming on ideas that you actually want them to grow and be the best? You know, what's your definition of success? Is it fame? Is it cars? Is it possessions? Is it being, having that big mansion? Let me tell you my view. My view of success is having a family that you can be stable with, having a family that you can support. Wealth, you know, financial freedom, your kids, your family, your parents are actually happy where you are. You know, gratitude, accomplishment, a sense of accomplishment that you have actually accomplished something, you know. Passion, gratitude, as I said. You know, stability. That is my definition of success. Where you feel like, I'm okay. There is thirst for more, definitely. You're a human being, but you actually feel comfortable. Necessarily, in terms of people, there are those people who are going to be in your life for a moment. We all have those friends who are there just to decorate, in quotes, just to, they're there to vibe with you when you're going for parties. They're to vibe with you when you actually feel like, hey, I have something to show, I have something to give. And then they're there, but not necessarily there 100%, you get me? And then there's this stream of people who actually there through thick and thin. Very few people who support you even in the toughest of times, may not be financially, may be even mental wise. Mental health is actually a strong perspective that we need to take it seriously. You know, we need to take it seriously. So fam, if you care about something, if you care about someone, I think the best thing to do is to show them. The simplest of ways, a text, a call, a gift, constantly checking on them, communication. Life is just a big picture, a big sphere. A sphere that has no edges, but you have just to look around so that you can see just a split of something that can actually change your life. Be happy, smile, be conscious of everything. Go to events you even thought you wouldn't go to, corporate events where you see people wearing suits and classy stuff, and you hear how they talk and you're like, I actually want to have a conversation with this person, not just about how the day was or how or everything was. You just want to hear them say how they closed the deal, how they traveled, how they are happy where they are. you feel that challenge, you feel the steam in you, and you get out of that place, you're like, I actually want to do something. It may take years, months, decades, but definitely you're going to get there. Trust the process and pray. Come on, guys, share something. Someone may be there trying to figure out how their life is, figure out how they're trying to work. You can make this something, maybe a podcast, something constant. But we just felt like talking to you guys. So, anyway, stay safe, guys. Stay healthy. If you're going out, put on your mask and sanitize. And remember, better days are coming. And always smile, no matter what. Danny the Storyteller, out.